This is Abe Key's recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. We're at the bottom of Chav Tes Amid Aleph at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, Korin B'Parshas Shkolim. That Shabbos, we read Parshas Shkolim for the Maftir. Chal Lios B'Tocha Shabbos, let's say Rosh Chodesh happens in the middle of the week. Makdim and L'Sha'avar. So the preceding Shabbos, we read Parshas Shkolim. U'Mafsikim. Then that Shabbos, we don't read any special Parsha. L'Shabbos Acheres B'Shnia. We stop for that, the next Shabbos. B'shnia Zachor. Then the next Shabbos we read Parshas Zachor. B'shlishis Parah. Then the third Shabbos we read Parshas Parah Duma. B'reviyis Achodesh Hazel Lachem. And the fourth Shabbos we read Parshas Achodesh. B'chamishis Chozrin L'Kesidron. And then the fifth Shabbos we go back to the regular Maftir and Haftorah. L'chol Mafsikin, for anything we stop, meaning we. Anytime there's an occasion, we stop the regular maftir. Baroshe Chodashim, for Rosh Chodesh, we have a special maftir of Torah. Bechanaka, Purim, Tanios, Mamados, Yom HaKippurim. So every single special occasion, whenever there's a special Shabbos, that automatically takes over the maftir and the haftorah. Says the Gemara, Tananas, and we have the following Mishnah over there. Echad ba'Adar mashmian al Ashkalim. This is the opening, I think it's the opening Mishnah in Shkalim. So they, on the first day of Adar, they announce that you're supposed to collect, don't forget about your machatzis hashekel, v'ala kilayim, and also make sure you rip out any kilayim that's growing, kilayim karam that's growing in your field. Bishlam ala kilayim dismanzrihi. I understand why they announced the kilayim, because this is when people start to plant. Ela ala shkalim and alim. How do I know that this is the right time to announce the machatzis hashekel? Get ready to pay your machatzis hashekel for the year. Amrav Tavi, Amrav Yoshia. Rav Tavi says the name Rav Yoshia. Domar Krux. Pasuk says, Zos ola sachodesh bechodsho. So it says this is the Ola of the month in its month. Amra Torah, Chod Chadesh Vahave Korban Mitruma Chadasha. We want you to bring a korban from the new donations. Mekevan de ben Nisan boya kruvim mitruma chadasha. So for Rosh Chodesh, meaning the first month of the year, which is Nisan, we have to bring from the new donations kadminan vekarinan bechod ba'adah. So we gotta go a month early and announce for people Rosh Chodesh Adar to start getting your machatzis hashekel into the Beis Hamikdash, so we can start bringing new korbanos from this year's donations. Ki yechad aleisu shkalim lemikdash, so they'll come when they go for Pesach to the Beis Hamikdash, they will bring their machatzis hashekel. Come on, who's this going like? This shita, that this is the time to do it. Delo kirab Shimon ben Gamliel. This is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The ikar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbosos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says they only give them 2 weeks in advance. The Tanya shol in bilch sapesach kol in pesach shloshim yom. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbosos. So the Brisa teaches us you're supposed to start talking about Hilchos Pesach 30 days in advance of Pesach. That's what some people learn Hilchos Pesach at the Purim Suda. Right, so Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says no, you could do 2 weeks in advance. So also, why would we announce the machatzis shekel a month in advance? We should announce it 2 weeks in advance. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would have you laning parsha shekel 2 weeks later. So Gemara says nah, afilo tamer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. You could even suggest that it is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kevan d'amar mar, since we said b'chamisha asar bo shulchanos yoshim medina. So on the 15th day of Adar, people set up tables for making change for the machatzis shekel. In the different medinos, right? Ubachaf hey Yoshim Mikdash, and then they set up shop on the 25th day of Adar in the Beis Hamikdash to collect the Machzah Shekel. Mishum Shulchanos Kadminim VeKarinan. But because the tables are coming in 2 weeks, so we want to get them ready for that. Meaning, at least get your big coins out so we can make change for you in 2 weeks. Fine. So that could be even be according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because there is something to do 2 weeks later. My Parsha Shkolim. So what is Parsha Shkolim? Rav Amar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Matol Yemes Korban Yilachmi. It's the Parshas HaTamid. Shmuel says Kisisa. No, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, which is what we hold like. Bishlam Alam Adamar Kisisa. I understand Shmuel's opinion. Hainu Dekari La Parsha Shkolim. That's the Parsha about the Shkolim. Dichsiv Be Shkolim, because that's where it says it in the Torah. El Lamanda Amar Es Korban Yilachmi. Hacha Midi Shkolim Ksivi Hasam. Right? Says you're going to read Parsha Shkolim from the Parshas HaTamid. There's nothing about Shkolim written on there. So he says it's true. Taimamai kid Rav Tavi. If the reason is like Rav Tavi, who said that why are we bringing the Machatzis HaShekel in Adar? Because we have to start bringing the Korban Tamid from the new Machatzis HaShekel. So the Korban Tamid, the Machatzis HaShekel is all about bringing the Korban Tamid, and therefore we read about the Korban Tamid. This is where your donations are going to. Bishlam Alamad Amar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael. I understand the opinion that it's you're supposed to read the Parsha Tamid Mishum Dechsive Korbanos Hasim, because they write about the Korbanos, the Tamid, and the Musaf and everything. Kid Rav Tavi, like we just said, that it's all about getting ready to bring the new Korban Tamid. El Amandarma Kisisa Korbanos Miksive. Right, shkalim. So by karbanos, it doesn't say anything about shkalim. So why would we say that dafka kisisa? It doesn't talk about the karbanos. It talks about shkalim, right? So no, la adonim ksive. So he says no. The shkalim were specifically donated for the sockets in the mishkan, right? So it does have what to do with the avoda. Okay, the tani Rav Yosef shalosh trumos hein. There were three times where we collect in the word trumos shows up three times in parshas. In Sefer Shmos, Shal Mizbeach leMizbeach, Shal Adonim leAdonim, Shal Bet HaKabayis leBet HaKabayis. The first one was for the Mizbeach, the second one was for the sockets, and the third one was for the finances of the Mishkan and or the Beis Hamikdash. Bishlam Alamand Amar Kisisa. So I understand the opinion that says Kisisa Hainu Deshani Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodashim. That's why we differentiate between. That's how it's different. Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read a different Musaf versus every other Musaf Rosh Chodesh where we read from Parshas Pinchas also because we have the part of Rosh Chodesh Shechem. So at least Parshas Shkalim is something new and exciting. El Leman Damar Tzavis Korbani, right, if you're going to read from Parshas Pinchas of the Parshas HaTamid, Mai Shani, right? So he says, what's the difference? Meaning it's just a regular Rosh Chodesh Maftir. So the Gemara says, no, Shani, it is different. The Ilu Rosh Chodashim on regular Rosh Chodesh, Karushisa bin Yonad Yom. We only read the six psukim about Rosh Chodesh. And then Rosh Chodesh. That's all we do. We don't do Tzavis Bnei Israel as Korbani Lachmi. We don't do that part about the Parsha Tamid. V'chad Rosh Chodesh. Right, we read that one pasuk about Rosh Chodesh. Ilu ha'idna, but now, meaning during Parshas, during Shabbos Shkalim, kula b'Rosh Chodesh. We read all the pesukim Rosh Chodesh. We do the whole Rosh Chodesh laning for Maftir. Hani cholamant. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. We do the whole laning that we do on a weekday for Rosh Chodesh at the Maftir for Shabbos. Hani cholamant amar l'seder Parshas u'chozer. This makes sense according to the one who says that we resume the regular order of the Torah. When we go back, El Mandarma Laseder Haftaras Uchozer. But according to the Mandarma, who says that it means you go back to the regular Haftorah, Uparshasa de Yoma Karinan, right? And we read the order of the Torah. We don't change the Parsha of the Torah at all. So, Mai Shani, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and everybody else? I mean, if you just say that we lay in a different Haftorah, then it's going to end up being this the same Maftir as before, if we're going to read from the Parsha of the Talmud. So Shani, it is different. Dila Rosh Chodashim Karushisa Binyani Dioma, Bachad Kare Bid Rosh Chodesh. So now we'll first read six psukim from. We'll read six. I said psukim last time also. Sorry, I meant six aliyos. Right, we're going to read six aliyos for the parsha of the week, and one will be the Rosh Chodesh. Ilua Idna, but now meaning for Parsha Shkalim Karutlasa Binyani Dioma. We're going to read three psukim. On the subject of Deva Arba, Karbid Rosh Chodesh. And then we're going to read four for Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, so we'll still cover the, meaning, it's not a problem that we read the earlier Psukim, because that doesn't undo the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. We'll still hit the Rosh Chodesh Maftir also, but we're going to cover the Karbid Tamid as well. Meisve, I have a kasha on this. Rosh Chodesh Adesh Chalios B'Shabbes Korban B'Parsha Shkalim Maftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. So we said that you're supposed to read Parsha Shkalim, and then you read the Haftorah about Yehoyada the Kohen when they were collecting the Shkalim. So Bishlam Alamandarma Kisisa, that makes sense for Kisisa. Hainid Maftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. Damile Dechsev Kesev Nefashos Erko. Right, so it says, I understand the Haftorah now. It relates to the Shkalim because they're collecting the money for the Erechin, meaning that's what the Haftorah is about, collecting the Shkalim. Elaman Amar Es Korbani Lachmi. It says we're reading the Parsha Tamid, Mi Dami, right? So he says there's no comparison. Why would we talk about the Haftorah of collecting the Bedek Abayis, you know, if we're reading about the Parsha Tamid? So no, Dami Kidrev Tavi. It is dummy because it's still the money is being collected. Why? For the Korban Tamid. So we read about the Korban Tamid and then we read after about collecting the money. Meisve, I have another kasha. Chalios b'parshas parshas smuchala. So let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on the next parsha. Bein lofanel bein lachrea korin osa v'koflin osa. So whether it is beforehand or afterwards, so you read it and you repeat it. So what are we talking about over here? So in other words, let's say we're talking about kisisa. So it makes sense. Kainu de misrami bahu zimna, because kisisa comes out right around the time of Parsha Shkalim. So if it would ever happen that kisisa would come out exactly on the Shabbos Shkalim, so you would read Parshas Kisisa, and then you would repeat Parshas Kisisa, no problem. Or let's say Parshas Kisisa was last week or next week, you just read it again, no big deal. You read the Maftir of Kisisa. So, but Elam Adamar Tzavis Korbani. But if you say that it's talking about the Parshas Tamid, that's in the middle of Parshas Pinchas. It says Mimis Rami Bahu Zimna. What, Parshas Pinchas could ever come out around Parshas Shkalim time? It's impossible. Yeah, in Livnei Ma'arava. It could happen if you lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Maskila Raisa B'Tlas Hashan. They went on the tri-annual cycle. They only read one-third of the lining that we read. They were at a totally different cycle, and therefore it's possible that that Braisa was talking about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, who only finished the Torah once every 3 years, and maybe Parshas Pinchas would come out around the time of Parshas Shkalim. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a brisa that goes along with Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalios B'Shabbos. Koren Kisisa Umaftirim B'Yoyada Koin. So that's a Beferish brisa that says we read from Kisisa as Parshish Shkalim, like Shmuel said, and the Maftir is from Yoyada Koin. Amr Yitzhak Nafka Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalios B'Shabbos Motzian Shalosh Toros. You take out three Sifrei Torah on that day. V'Koren Bohen Echad B'Nyano Shel Yom. One, you read the Parsha of the week. V'Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. V'Echad B'Kisisa. So we read the Rosh Chodesh Maftir for Shavii and Kisisa for Parshas Shkalim, which is what we did this year. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Yitzchak Nafka also says Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechalios B'Shabbos. If you have Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is Hanukkah, comes out on Shabbos. Mevi'in Shalosh Torahs Rekaron Bayan. You also read three Sifrei Torah. Echad Binyan Shel Yom VeEchad BeRosh Chodesh VeEchad BeChanukah. So you also you have the Rosh Chodesh laning is the Shavii, and then the last Aliyah is the Maftir of Hanukkah. With Tzricha, and we need to know both sources. If I would have only learned it by one of them, right? That's the only time Rabbi Yitzchak says, maybe when it comes to Parsha Shkol, I mean, when it comes to Hanukkah, where we know what we're reading, so fine, that's where Rabbi Yitzchak says we take out three Sifrei Torah, but maybe he holds like Rav that we read from Parsha's Pinchas, Damar Parsha Shkol, Ms. Karbani Lachmi. So you would, Rishtei Torah Sagi, you would only take out two Sifrei Torah when it comes to Shabbos Shkolim being on Rosh Chodesh. So Kamash Malan, that he holds like Shmuel, and you take out three Sifrei Torah. So, okay, Balei Mahavala Boihach. So just give me the example of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shkalim, and I don't need the case of Hanukkah. No, Chada Mechlal, right? So Chada Mechlal Chaverta Itmar. In Achinami, he didn't actually say the statement about Hanukkah. We said it in his name because we inferred it from what he said. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'chol. Right, let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out during the week. Am Rav Yitzchak Karu Tlasa Rosh Chodesh V'chad B'chanukah. So Rav Yitzchak says, okay, so you have Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah. So you should read three aliyos of Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth aliyah should be the laning of Hanukkah. Rav Dimi, Dimin Chaifa, Omer Rav Dimi from Chaifa says, Karu Tlasa B'chanukah V'chad Rosh Chodesh. He says, reverse the order. Hanukkah comes first, and then we finish off with Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Mani. Rav Mani says, Kavasi de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra. It's more Mistavra like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha that you read three Rosh Chodesh first. The Tadr Shina Tadr, Tadr Kodim, because Rosh Chodesh is more common than Hanukkah, so you should read that one first. Amar Rav Avin, Kavasi de Rav Dimi Mistavra. No, it's more Mistavra like Rav Dimi. Mi Garam le Ravi Sheyavo. Who caused the fourth Aliyah to come? Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh you lane four Aliyahs, Hanukkah you only lane three. Hilkach Ravi Rosh Chodesh. Boy Mikri. Therefore, you should read the fourth Aliyah, Dafka Rosh Chodesh. So you have a svar in each direction. So my havila, what is the psak? Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yosef Ein Mashgichin BeRosh Chodesh. We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh, meaning we do Rosh Chodesh last. VeRabba Amar Ein Mashgichin BeChanukah. No, I agree that you should lean Chanukah last and Rosh Chodesh first. VeHilchasa. Okay, so that didn't help. So what is the halacha? Ein Mashgichin BeChanukah Rosh Chodesh Iker. Right, Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. We learned three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and one aliyah of Hanukkah. Itmar, we learned in the Gemara, Chal Lios Ba'atot Tetzaveh. Let's say Parsha Shkalim comes out of the week of Parsha Tetzaveh. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Karo Shisa Me'atot Tetzaveh, Ad Kisisa, V'chad Mikitisa, V'ad V'asisa. Right, so you read the sixth aliyahs from Tetzaveh until you get to Kisisa, and then you read from Kisisa, you just keep going. Amar Abaye says, we're going over now to Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, we're going to have to stop, but we'll just have to find a place to stop. Ami ukume hu deka mukim hasam. So he says that's where they stop. Meaning they stop at the part of Tetzave. Ela amar Abaye karushisa mivata Tetzave ad veasisa. You read all the parts from Tetzave until the word veasisa. Vechad tani vekari mikitisa ad veasisa. And then you repeat that part and you read through from kisisa through Velsis. Okay, we're going to have to repeat this next time and explain exactly where all of these parts come out in the end of Tetzaveh and the beginning of Kisisa. We don't have time to do it right this second.